when we were last chatting, Kieran, we were extolling the performance of Lauren Callaghan, of course, new Donegal record, Ulster record, and fourth on the Irish all-time list in the long jump in France on Friday evening. So that was our big story yesterday, and then we were looking forward to a few other competitions going on later that evening, one of them being Mark English. Mark was in action at over 800 metres last night in Lyon, finished third, and that race was won by an Algerian. And not a brilliant race from Mark. You'd be a wee bit disappointed. He didn't really kick over that last 100 metres, and he'd probably be a wee bit down about that today. But look, he'll have another plan in his head for the week ahead, no doubt, before he goes off to training in the mountains again. And then, really and truly, you see, he has the qualification time as a result of his Irish record. He has the qualification time for the World Championships this year in Turin in Poland. So that's towards the end of March. So that's what the indoor season is geared up for him. Then last night we had Sophia in the race in Boston. She was competing, the Finn Balaguer was competing in the mile. Three Irish athletes in that race, an international mile. It was kind of America versus Ireland, really. And in the end up, she finished fifth. Her time for the mile was 4:43, and that translates, indeed, her split came in at about 4:24. So that's really, really, really a positive performance. Her. This is a very, very exciting young athlete who attends Union Catholic School in New Jersey in the States. And her dad's from Letterkenny, so that's the connection. And she'd compete next weekend with her school in the Union Catholic in the 4x800 metres in the Melrose Games. That's a major, major meet in the American scene. And they're chasing the American record. It's a school that really, really, really goes all out in the sport of athletics. So we're looking forward to that. What else? Well, Ashton Gallen was to compete in Boulder, Colorado last night. Got sick during the week, so that he scratched that. So he's going to run now in a couple of weeks' time in Boston, so we'll look forward to that. And of course, yesterday as well, Finn Valley were down at that National League, finished sixth in the women and 10th in the men. A couple of good individual performances, but they've got to build on that the next day to ensure that they get into that league final, and that would really justify their participation in that league. And today the Rohini 5 is on, and it's on at the moment in Dublin. It's a big, big, big quality race in Dublin. So that's pretty much it, Kieran. It's relatively quiet in some ways and busy in another, but some good, strong performances. Oh, yes, I did forget. Leo Garra this morning at 10:15. She was in action in Guadix up on the mountains in Spain, competing over 5K in an international walk. She finished third, 16:03. That's a very, very, very standout performance again. The Loreto Convent girl, she's a student at Loreto Convent. She really, really, really has great potential over in the walking discipline, and she would hopefully build on that. Now, that is indeed 16:03 is inside the European qualifying of 16:10 for the European Under 18 Championships, depending, of course, on selection policies and all that from Athletics Ireland. But a really strong performance in wet, cold conditions, believe it or not, in Spain, up on the mountains. So a big, big meet there, and well done to her. She's making her way back home now. She should be happy enough with the performance. She did compete well, so the young Loreto girl should be pleased with that. Now, that's pretty much it, Kieran. We'll sit on that for today, and obviously next weekend, back in the game again.